A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show. I guess, Jeffrey, we're not doing this Chris Harrington warm-up thing, the whole rap, the wind-up thing for Drew Hill, are we?
It's your call.
Did he have a song?
I didn't ask for.
He didn't ask for a song. We're just going to introduce him. Drew Hill is the beat writer who covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. He was out in Salt Lake. Now he is in Las Vegas, and he joins us now. Drew, how are you?
I am great. I am sorry to the people because I am not Chris Harrington, but that is...
I tell people, I really do think that, you know, right now there's a piece over at The Athletic. I don't talk hockey, probably more than I should on this show, I'll be honest. And there is a piece at on The Athletic about whether Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are the best 1-2 combination at center ever. Now, I'm not going to say which of you is Connor McDavid and which of you is Leon Draisaitl, but I consider you and Chris Harrington to be the best, the NBA, the Grizzlies beat equivalent of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
Well, we are definitely, we are different for sure in the way, in just about everything, honestly, but we have become good friends. We have become good friends from working together now for an extended period of time. I would say that. So, but
when you do the podcast, and I would urge people to listen to the podcast over at the Daily Memphian, when you do the podcast, because I talk to Chris, well, nearly every day. When I'm away, I let Jeffrey handle the responsibilities. What is your approach? Because Chris is, like, his insights on the Grizzlies, I really think, unrivaled when it comes to insights, right, on the Grizzlies. He's really thoughtful about the way he writes about the Grizzlies. You, the stories you tell around the Grizzlies are unrivaled. But Chris, if I ask him the wrong question, he could be a little prickly. So how do you deal with that at the, what's the rapport that you've established to get the spectacular podcast that you have developed with him?
Oh, I get the same thing as you, and I kind of fire from the hip as well. Honestly, like if we're being honest, like, and I end up coming across sounding like an idiot sometimes, but that's okay by me.
That's
like,
my role too. I'm the idiot. Exactly right. Yeah.
But it is great. Like, I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, you described it perfectly, but I would say, like, Chris, and I'm not offending him by saying this, I don't think, is like, he is like your perfect prototypical basketball nerd slash writer. Like he knows everything about everything when it comes to contracts and rules, and like he is so deeply knowledgeable about those things. And then I feel like I write more from like the fan perspective of like, you know, from the perspective of like, who are these dudes like playing on the court for the Grizzlies?
Honestly, I think one of my favorite stories of yours this year, and I want to get to Summer League here in a minute, was Gigi Jackson on the drum set. I just loved that story. How did that even come to pass?
Well, I have made friends with several people sitting in the lower level of FedEx Forum over the years, and a man named Adrian Shavers showed me a photo on his phone of him at church with Gigi there. And so, you know, that obviously became something I definitely was interested in writing about, and it turned out to be a much bigger story than I think I even thought, because obviously all those people bust in from South Carolina for that game, which I didn't even know about that. It started with just seeing the picture of Gigi on the drum set, and Gigi's a really interesting, really funny guy, and I have some more.
He is as much fun to cover as he is to observe from afar.
Oh, 100 more fun, probably. I mean, Gigi has been, I've got to spend a lot of time around him. He is the single most energetic person I think I know. And so that just makes it a joy to be around him. It's like, because I remember at first it was so striking. It was like, okay, this is really a kid. Like, this is a kid. This is not somebody that is like a grown-up professional basketball player, and that is kind of what we were used to in the locker room. And then Gigi got there, and it was like everything was the coolest thing in the world for Gigi. Like playing against LeBron, that was the coolest thing in the world. Like scoring 10 points, 20 points, whenever he did that for the first time, that was the coolest thing in the world. You know, Jaren, like messing with him after the game, you could tell he loved that. Like, it's just funny. And I even asked him, and I haven't put this anywhere or said this anywhere yet, but I asked him, like, do you feel like more of a pro now? And he said, essentially, the answer is no. Like, he still doesn't necessarily feel exactly like a pro because he still gets starstruck when he sees these guys. And he used the example of, like, I watched so much college basketball, I was literally starstruck meeting Zach Edey. And he's like, that's just me. Like, that's just my personality. It's like, you know, when he talked to Zach Edey, saying that Zach Edey is the greatest college big man of all time, which
he told Zach Edey that.
Yes, literally the first second that they met each other, and Zach Edey just stood there and was like, okay. Like Gigi went up to him and said, "You are the greatest college." He said, "I don't know if anyone else is going to tell you this, but I'll tell you this: you are the greatest college big man of all time." And and then he also went and said something along the lines of like, you know, if people are going to choose not to believe in you, and your game's not going to translate, well, then I'm choosing to believe in you. I believe in you. And Zach's kind of standing there like, hi, nice to meet you. Name's Zach. Like, you know, like this. Like, and so it's just funny. It's just like they are so opposite personality wise, and they are here as like best friends at Summer League, and it is not Batman and Robin, like, you know, because they're complete opposite.
They're so different. Drew has a piece, by the way, coming out on Zach Edey probably later today, tomorrow, this weekend at some point, that you will not want to miss, because he's been out there. I think the only unaffiliated Memphis media who's been out there the whole time, and so I urge you to read that whenever it drops. Since we're on the topic of Gigi, real quick, I'll tell you that I was surprised in the first game. Whatever, you can have a bad shooting night. But given that the task for Gigi Jackson is to prove that he can be efficient, and, you know, obviously he's not surrounded by better players at the G League, I was kind of surprised by how it didn't seem to, how much he forced it. Like, he knows the whole job. It didn't seem to show a whole lot of, I don't know, recognition of the task before him and what he needs to prove, his approach to that first game. Is that unfair to say? What did you make of it?
No, I don't think that's unfair. Gigi was very honest about, and if you get our newsletter, you could see what he had to say about it, but he didn't necessarily think he did what he was asked to do and didn't really perform to the level in which he thought he should perform in those first two games in Summer League, honestly. The truth is that the Grizzlies want this is a good example here. The Grizzlies want everybody to shoot the ball with confidence, and you hear that all the time, right? Shoot the ball with confidence, shoot the ball with confidence. And so, you know, when the ball gets to Jalen Wells, shoot it with confidence. When the ball gets to Cam Spencer, shoot it with confidence. Gigi's like the one exception. Like, they know that Gigi can score. Like, they know that he can shoot the ball. And so Jason March was like, shoot the ball with confidence, but also Gigi, like, put it on the deck and get to the basket and set up for your teammates, and that's kind of why you're here, you know? And so I thought you saw a little bit more of that in the third game that they played. And so Gigi just – it's difficult because he understands that now this level of expectation for him has been raised to a point where it's, like, almost gotten unfair on him because he is 19 years old, right? He is handling it, I think, pretty well. You know, he's essentially said, like, look, I want to have really high expectations for me as well. And so it doesn't bother me that the expectations have gotten to this point where they're extremely high for me, because I'll tell you what, that sure beats what I was feeling when I was at South Carolina and I was just watching my draft stock plummet. So I would rather have it this way around than have it that way. And so it's going to be hard for him, I think, this year, especially just because everybody got so excited about him to live up to that. I mean, he shot the best he's ever shot in his career from the three-point line as a rookie. I mean, he had every opportunity you could ever want. He could take as many shots as he wanted. Like, that is not going to be the case this year. He recognizes that, and so it's about defense and about being able to facilitate. Like, those are the two things for Gigi at Summer League. Everybody knows he can score. He's a great scorer. But I would be happier watching a Gigi Jackson performance where he has four or five assists without the five or six turnovers and looks pretty good on defense. So he wants to play better in Vegas. He has a chance to start off a little bit better here today.
Talking to Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. Do you have any sense of whether Zach Edey will play game 5 o'clock tonight against the Sacramento Kings?
It's early this morning here, so just getting up.
Sorry, thank you. Yes,
have not had a ton of opportunity yet today to ask those questions. I would say, based on what I heard previously, I don't think Zach Edey is shut down by any means. I do think that they're going to be really careful. And if you do look at the schedule, like, if he does not play today, then that would mean that he's going to have two more days off before the Grizzlies play another game that, like, they don't play on the 13th or the 14th. So if you wanted to give him, like, extended rest, then you know, you could just rest him today. And so I could see them trying to do that. That being said, he seems fine. He seems totally fine. Like, there's no walking boot.
Right.
There's no limp. Like, he was moving around just fine in Salt Lake City on that last day. And they were just being very, very careful with him. And so if he's just fine, then maybe he just ends up playing today. And I think that would be ideal. But I think we will likely, if I had to guess, we'll likely see him at least one more time in Summer League. I'm just not 100% on if it'll be today or not. But I will work on trying to get that information as the day goes along, because I know it's kind of what everybody's invested in.
It is amazing. It is funny, like, at the Athletics newsletter, the Pulse, both before game one of the Grizzlies and today, the thing to watch, and this is across the whole country, all sporting events, the world, all sporting events available, the thing that they said you should watch is the Grizzlies because of Zach Edey. It's kind of amazing. It was the most, and I think it's overblown how criticized the pick was, but still, it was probably the most criticized pick in the NBA draft. But besides Bronny, totally different category, he's the guy everybody wants to watch. What has it been like chronicling the Zach Edey experience?
You know, one of the things that's really struck me is just how famous he is. This is like, and I'm not, I promise I'm not intentionally trying to bring my Bears up into this, but like, this is almost a little bit like the Caleb Williams situation where, you know how people talk about how with Caleb Williams, he is like an NFL quarterback that is now going to the league with money and fame, like having been famous and having right. had money for extended period of time. That's what the Grizzlies are getting in Edie. And so this is like to watch him. It was such a different viewing experience to watch Jalen Wells hit the game winner. And then just to watch Zach Edey interact with all the fans. You know why? Because Zach Edey literally had kids running down the bleachers to go yell at him to try to take pictures in the middle of the Grizzlies game. And like everywhere he goes, he's got people yelling at him and he can't hide because he's 7'4". And Jalen Wells, you know, he hits the game winner. All the kids are trying to get his autographs and take pictures and stuff. And he's trying to get to every single one and like feels guilty because he can't even get to every single one of the kids. And he's standing there so long that the Grizzlies staff has to come pull him to get him back in the locker room because they've been waiting for 10 minutes after the game because he's still signing autographs. You know, like Zach Edey is totally used to the fame. Like he is totally used to that. He is. And that to me is something that just immediately struck me. Is like, it feels like he's been a professional for 4 or 5 years already. The moment that he walked
in. It's interesting
in here,
because the contrast, it's interesting because he's not a guy, and you chronicled this as well. He comes from at least in his origin in the sports, he was an overlooked, you know, not particularly high regarded, famously passed over by the University of Tennessee, whatever. So he's got that sort of blue collar thing, right? That came out of a little bit that John Morant had, right? But then when he got to college, then he lived as a American sort of very much recognized star for 2 years. So he sort of has this, like those things don't normally go together, right? You either get the Ja Morant, like, and then Ja gets to the league and he had been a star for a year at Murray, but it wasn't sort of the same. It's an interesting combination of things that both he doesn't have the assumption that he is a superstar that comes with being treated that way since you were 8 years old. Zach Edey doesn't, but he does have some experience dealing with the fame and money from the last 2 years. Interesting blend, right? His background.
Yeah, no, it is. And like, just in terms of his notability, like think about it versus Ja, like Ja had the triple double in the tournament and like exploded onto the scene at that point. Right. Everybody was like, right. Whoa, this guy is so good. Well, Edey became like, not everybody watches college basketball. I know we're going to have some diehard college basketball fans that are probably rolling their eyes when I say this, but like, you know, people knew Zach Edey when they lost to a 16 seed.
Oh, right? Yeah. Like, he was defined by failure before success.
Right. Everybody saw that, right? That was such a big deal that everybody saw that. And then the entire next season was built up with lots of attention on Zach Edey for a full season because of what had happened. And then he made it all the way to the national championship game, which makes him, in my opinion, he has to be one of the most famous, if not the most famous, I can only think of like Zion, college basketball players of the last decade. And so, yeah, he's like there. It is wild how popular he is to see, especially among the younger fans. Like I didn't necessarily expect that because it was a little bit of a, as you said, like a little bit controversial, I guess. Some people doubted the pick, but he is wildly popular among the fans there. And I'm sure it's going to be really crazy in Vegas because it's a lot more nutty here in general and there's a lot more going on.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch. And interesting, he's not the most quotable guy in the world, right? He's sort of reserved in the way that he's, like, he's incredibly fun to cover and watch, I imagine, because he's massive and he's a star already and he's a little controversial, but mostly he's massive, you know, and he had this college pedigree, but he's not going to be filling up your notebook like Gigi Jackson or Dylan Brooks or someone like that, or even Ja Morant or Jaren Jackson Jr., right?
No, definitely not. I'll tease one more part of this piece that I've been working on. I had talked to Zach a few times for this, and, you know, one of the times he kind of mentioned in passing, you know, hanging out with the guys and how they've been really good to him, his new teammates have been really good to him. And I asked him about that again, and I was trying to essentially get out of Zach to figure out what the heck he was doing, why he was saying that. And Zach said, they've just been really good to me, man. Like, you know, hanging out, like, with each other, you know, going, getting dinner, like, just no details, no nothing, right? And then he says, you know, I kind of like to keep what's private, kind of the private part, you know, and I don't really, I don't need to share that, but just know that they've been really good to me. I'm not kidding you. Like, 2 minutes later, I guess it was a little bit longer than that, but like Gigi eventually comes out and he's talking about Zach and he goes, oh yeah, no, don't worry about that. Yeah, I picked up Zach. We went to South Main Sushi. Like, he just like starts going in on all these different things that they've done together. Like, he doesn't care that Zach doesn't want to share it. He's just like out there because it's Gigi. But it's just, that is just the difference. Is like, and that's what has made this trip honestly so fun. Is because there you are. You have Zach. He's so quiet. He's so to himself. He's so introverted. And then you have this entire time Gigi just trying to get him to be goofy at any cost. And it's just like, it has been really funny to watch. And those two interacting is just pure comedy.
So what did you make of his performance when we did get to see him play? Obviously, I think you were approved of the pick. And Chris approved of the pick. Now we've seen him in one game. What did you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, I was glad that I didn't, like, have some strong take on Zach Edey prior to the draft, because then now it's all good. I was a noted Klingon guy, though. You know, when they ended up getting Edey, like, I thought that there was a chance that it could work. Honestly, I didn't envision it was going to look like what it looked like when he played in that first game. And I say that because he really did get up the floor pretty well. It's hard to ask more of Zach Edey than what we saw in that game. And I think, honestly, so far from what he's shown, he actually moves better than I think the Grizzlies even thought he was going to move. And so that is, you know, gathering that, I think they're really happy, really, really happy, you know, with what they've been able to do.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot more I could talk to you about, including the coaching staff and all of that. People can read the piece at the Daily Memphian when it drops a little bit later today or over the weekend on Zach Edey. But the final topic I wanted to bring up with you was, you wrote a little bit about Cam Spencer, and basically everyone says he's crazy. It feels like in a good way, including his mom. How exactly is Cam Spencer crazy?
You know, that's a great question. That's something I'm still trying to get completely to the bottom of. But, you know, I asked somebody that question, and they said, well, were you down here by the court before the game started? And I said, no, I was in my media seat. Like, you need to be by the court the next time Cam Spencer plays the game. I said, okay. Because Cam Spencer is so locked in, he's, like, shaking. He's, like, physically shaking, like, because he's so locked in on the game. And, like, the one thing that the Grizzlies have now had to do with him, as you probably read in the piece, is, like, he's got so much energy that they're like, all right, dude, listen, you know, this is great, and you're making all kinds of plays, and we love that. We don't want to take that away from you. But, like, you actually have to also kind of play within the offense, right? Like, you can't ruin the spacing. You've got to find a way to use that energy in a format that works for us. And so, they really like what they have seen from him as well. And he's a rookie and still learning. So that's not to be, you know, right, unexpected that he wouldn't, you know, perfectly play within the offense. Like, I think everybody sort of expected that, but they're like, he has so much energy that we almost have to find a way to dial it down a little bit. And so, he's definitely been a good story as well. And yeah, I've gotten to Edey. The Edey stuff should be up today. I hope it is. Some great Jalen Wells stuff on the way as well. And then hopefully by the end of this, I can get all three of the rookies, the big three, the trio.
But it's been great reading it. Absolutely, Drew. Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.